is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is October 6, 2008. This is an ominous day. Absolutely phenomenal. Unprecedented events are taking place, and the atmosphere is heavy. I'm amazed at how God has been telling us, speaking to us through the Holy Spirit and speaking through the Scripture in many different ways, talking to us about these days that were coming, and they're here. And I'm just now returning from California, visit with my family. Saw people that I hadn't seen in a long time after leaving 3 years ago. And I've just crossed the border of Idaho. I'm on my route to Bozeman, Montana. It was good to see my family, loved ones. But I have to tell you, I'm absolutely convinced the Holy Spirit led me away from California, away from my homeland, to leave everything behind. Because you want to be in the right place at the right time. You want to follow the leading of the Lord. Because there's no safer place than to be where God wants you to be. God can lead you into the fire, or He can lead you out of the fire. But you've got to hear the voice of the Lord. We're seeing the corruption of the political system, the corruption of the economic system. It's coming to pass what we have been prophesying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that judgment would come, would strike this nation, the United States of America, and the effects of it would ripple across the world. That these are unprecedented times. Times not since the world began nor ever shall be. The fear of the Lord will be established in the earth. You'll either drink the cup of the wrath of God Almighty, or you can turn in repentance, submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and have His mercy. Mercy. The mercy of the Lord. I'm absolutely amazed how in Orange County, California, where I have just left, the tension, the heaviness, the looming danger that you can sense if you're listening, if you're tuned into the Lord. And I'm absolutely... it's just shocking that people that know you, you know, as on a familiar basis, they won't listen. They can't hear you. They can't receive. It's like the word of the Lord that I've ministered, or even that I would minister. There's not a capacity for the people, for the most part, to hear. It's like water off a duck's back. And what the Lord told me, showed me this, okay? Through these coming times of economic collapse, of hardship, there's going to be multiple cataclysmic events of judgment coming. Suddenly and at the same time. Multiple. And it's not going to let up. But what the Lord has showed me, He's going to deal with the people through it. They'll either harden themselves against the Lord, or they'll soften themselves before the Lord. Woe unto those that harden themselves against the Lord, because they'll be shattered into pieces. You want to be putty before the Lord, so He can mold you into the image of His dear Son. He's the potter, we're the clay. But even among a religious people, people that go to Bible study after Bible study, reading the Scripture, going to church, having fellowship, loving the church, I just can't understand how they don't know about the perilous time we're in. They seem to think that the economy's going to return, come back, recover. what's so dangerous is what's taking place is so catastrophic on a global level, the economy crash, that quite well will set in order the coming beast system, the Antichrist, a one world order, one world system. With cameras everywhere, manipulation, control, one world economy, one world religion. It's near, it's at the door. But on the other hand, I rejoice because I know that the Lord's coming is nigh. And He's setting up His kingdom. And He is the victor. And I want to be, as a servant of the Lord, so yielded to Him, so right on with the Lord. There's no room to give space to the devil. There's no room to give place to the flesh. We need to be filled with the power of the Lord, the fire of the Lord, waiting on Him. These are awesome days. Darkness is coming. Gross darkness upon the people. But there'll be light for those that are walking with the Lord Jesus, that are serving Him. And there's such a distinction between using God as a religion, learning tactics for prayer to find the things that you want in life, like rubbing a genie with your three wishes, versus God's blessing and mercy in your life and answered prayer as you serve Him in His kingdom. Religion's not going to work. Seven easy steps to wealth and riches isn't going to work. You're not going to use God. And those that hate God, well, that's another subject. The control that's coming, they have the cameras, they have the technology. There's things that we don't even know about, not even aware fully. I believe they haven't even been utilized because they've been saving the technology for the future when the time is right. People wonder how they're going to control the huge population of the United States when everything hits chaotic. When the order becomes disorder, how will they bring it back into control? They have the capability. They have the capability. They're watching. They have the weapons. They're flying overhead. They have the cameras. They have the computers. They'll use it. And the fear, terror will strike the people. I believe the Lord showed me that today. Are you listening to the Lord? Are you right with Him? Are you strong? Are you ready? This is the time. We're here. You have to stand up for Jesus. Tell the truth. Don't bow the knee to the Caesar. Don't serve the beast. Don't worship him. You love the world and the things of the world. You're in trouble. Because it's passing away. Judgment's coming. I don't understand how the religious people don't perceive the danger of what's coming. The Titanic has struck the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. It's sinking. The ways of the world are sinking. It'll fail. And you're either going to put on the preserver about you, get into the lifeboat, or you're going to drown and go down with the ship. I'm referring to Jesus Christ. God has a place of safety. You've got to run to the Lord. Run to Him. He's called you to hide in Him. And shut your doors about you. Because His indignation is fierce right now. think you've seen something with the economy? Banks fail, the chaos, the political system fails, controls, the chaos runs through the street, go into martial law, people go hungry, then the pestilence breaks out, the plagues. Danger, danger, danger. Walk circumspectly before the Lord. I don't understand how people that say they love Jesus Christ, how they can hate his servant, how they despise, how they resist. They don't want to hear it. They don't have any ears to hear. They can't hear because their ears are, and hearts are uncircumcised. They won't hear. One of the things I was thinking about was, have you ever shared with somebody that hated you? Have you ever tried to talk to somebody or had a conversation with someone that hates you? That feeling of you don't trust them, you know, they'll twist what you say, take what you say out of context. Well, this is why it's been concerning to the true servants of the Lord, the ones that can see the changes taking place in our culture about the devices of control. Because, see, they hate you. The servants of Satan hate. They're murderers. And they'll take what you said, distort it, twist it, malign you, accuse you. Anything you say, anything you do, is twisted. So we have to be harmless as doves, but wise as a serpent. God's leading me back to Montana. I just want to be on my watch, watching and praying. I want to bless people, serve the Lord. Doing whatever it is that he wants me to do. We all need to be this way, serving the Lord. This is our time. What an opportunity to tell people, this is judgment. Don't make a mistake about it. This isn't just a few corrupt bankers, or greedy this or that, or mortgage brokers or realtors. This is the judgment hand of God. Recognize. God's designing this. Tell people, repent. Get right with God now while you can. None of us know our day. None of us know when we'll pass away. Repent. Get right with God. Turn to the Lord with all your heart, all your soul. It's the time to really seek him. Woe unto those that preach falsely. Woe unto those that create big churches but don't lead the people to prepare for the coming of the Lord. That aren't telling the people the truth about these days. Woe unto them. I see sincere, loving Christians. But I believe God's preparing them. When these things really get dark, things really start happening, I know the Lord will use them in the coming days.